Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
My goodness, I am so excited again. We say this, we so mean it, that we're together. This is a community going on. And
it's a tribe. It's a tribe.
I remember, it's a conversation that began years ago when the Lord laid on my heart and literally slid what people normally talk behind aside, drug a chair up. And it's been we've been having this conversation since then. It's been years.
A long time.
And we're so excited that we're all a part of the conversation here, you know, within the VFN KB, the VFN TV network as well.
We love your comments, calls, your emails, and your written letters. And we just love being able to share this platform with you guys because it's powerful.
You know, and this is what's it's very rare to get something in handwriting anymore. And just years back, it was said, for every letter that you receive written by hand, that represents thousands and thousands of people. Because a lot of people felt they like it. It's like, they go, that was nice. We'd love to hear that.
You know, oh, yeah.
Great things. And also, you know, things that we can do better, whatever, we'd like to hear that. Just write to Pat Hamilton at VFNKB.com.
And really share with us, you know, what's happening with you guys as well, because we're very interested.
Yeah, we definitely are, because our Father is watching us and what's going on. He says, you know, we were to pray that we would come together, right? Our Father.
That's right.
Which means all of us moving together in unity. His will be done. We're all trying to walk in His will.
But listen, as one, right?
As one. And so listen to this. If you were born between 1946 and 1964, that's 1946 and 1964, we have an awesome word for you. The Lord gave to Jeremiah Johnson. And, you're identified as the baby boomers. And I'm filling you right here. Well, you're like the X or something?
X,
or the Y,
I guess.
Chromosome? What was
X. Generation X.
I was wondering what an X was. So anyway, so listen, so the baby boomers, I mean, God's got an awesome word for you and for us. And I want you to hear, it's going to be so encouraging. As a matter of fact, John, let's just read to us this prophetic word given from the Lord to Jeremiah Johnson.
2018, here come the baby boomers.
Here we come.
Here we come. God showed me that there are many men and women in the body of Christ right now between 1946 and 1964 that have been overlooked. In 2018, God is going to begin to promote and grant favor to men and women in the body of Christ who have been overlooked and reward them for their faithfulness and courage, even when they have suffered disappointment and rejection on many occasions. I heard God say, great wisdom is missing in my body. I said, where is it, Lord? He said, it's with the baby boomers who have been overlooked, but now they will be revealed, carrying great wisdom to my body for such a time as this.
Awesome.
If you were born between 1946 through 1964, God says, this is your year. Do not continue to feel sorry for yourself or believe that I have left you on the sidelines. I say to you, this year, it is time to get off the bench and get in the game. The young generations are in great need of the wisdom you carry. Wisdom that has come at times from your own failures and mistakes. Nonetheless, you have much to offer. And if you're willing and available, I will cause a vibrancy and fresh wind of my spirit to come upon you and enable you to fulfill my will in and around you, says God. Some of you have even had some measures of success in your younger years, but have fallen prey to discouragement over the last 10 years. I will strengthen you, says your God. I will cause you to rise to the occasion and fulfill the assignments I am about to release to you this year. Be encouraged and of good cheer. I will fight for you and win your heart over to me like never before. This is your year, says God. Books are still yet to be written. Young people are still yet to be led. Projects must be completed. Some of you will even marry. you will not be defined by your divorce. Do not become discouraged. I am with you and I am for you, says the Lord.
This is so awesome, isn't it?
Wow.
Well, that is a word to you. Those that are the baby boomers, which are born between 1946
and 1964.
And it's true. I mean, you have so much wisdom, even from your mistakes. So many people think, I have nothing to offer because I've made so many mistakes.
And it's sure. Like,
did you read Songs of Solomon? I mean, the wisdom from him was he's done everything under the sun, yeah. And he realizes the only thing that matters is God. Well, so many people take the wrong path.
Yeah.
You know, and all you got to do, I remember in a Promise Keepers conference years ago, this father was on the stage and his son was blindfolded and they had a bear trap, that big, huge bear trap that's going to, you know, take your leg off. And the son was blindfolded and he said, son, come to me, right? And the son started walking slowly, he didn't have any tennis shoes on. And he said to his son, because he was blindfolded, he's about to step on that trap, he said, stop. And then he goes to his son, and he, while he's blindfolded, and helps him around that trap. That's
wow.
What you do.
Wow. Well,
you know, instead of looking at people who aren't a baby boomer, who are not yet that old, and you're going like, why are you keep making the same stupid mistake? Could it be because we don't have leadership, or they don't have leadership? And it really is. You know, how important is, you know, having leadership?
Oh, it's extremely important. You know, we often say that it's better to borrow the experience than to buy the experience. If you don't have leadership, you're not going to be able to, you know, learn and go farther than the previous generation.
Talk about your own personal experience.
Well, my experience, my goodness, listen, I didn't have leadership in my life. It wasn't through a series of years, and I made a lot of mistakes, especially in college. I'm grateful for the blood of Jesus. But when I had leadership come into my life, I think about our relationship.
Well, I remember we were in a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And you invited me to get something to eat years ago.
Shoney's.
Yeah, Shoney's restaurant. And I thought we were just going to sit down and eat.
No, I had a list. See, I realized that.
No. You had a 20-mile long list.
Well, listen, okay. I knew what I needed. See, I had made a lot of mistakes. I hit a lot of potholes in my life. And as a young man in my early 20s.
You were 23 at that time,
22, 23. I said, listen, I need to find someone in my life that can speak, you know, into my life. And we always said you need a Paul in your life, someone who can share wisdom, life experiences, and somebody that you want to model, as well as you need a Barnabas in your life. That's someone in the Word of God.
That encourages you.
That encourages you. Mm-hmm. And you need a Timothy, a spiritual son, a spiritual daughter that you can speak into their life.
Right.
You should always be looking for those key relationships. So I had a long list.
It went all the way to the floor.
Oh, it went to the floor, out the door. But I am happy.
Right.
I am happy to say that you know, he signed off. He signed off on it.
I didn't know what I was signing off on. I just wanted like a waffle or something.
Well, hey, listen, 19, 20 years later, we're still here, man.
We definitely are.
A lot of wisdom.
But you think about it, though. You know, this word had not yet been spoken. But yet you're looking at a baby boomer speaking into the life of a Generation X.
Absolutely.
And you were brave enough, and you have to be bold enough. Just get in the face of a baby boomer and say, listen, you humble yourself, listen, says, I understand, you know, you've lived your life. I haven't lived that yet. And this is the thing people think. They think that because they have knowledge. And what Google is knowledge, but it's not wisdom.
Mm.
What you have is a baby boomer or somebody that's lived life. You go, listen, don't touch it. That's hot.
That's right.
You know, this. I know it's looking this way. This is the way it's going to go. You know, I've been around several elections. Listen, this thing's going to go up. This thing's going to go down. And you can share that kind of experience. And understand this, that you got to really be invested in their life, that you want them to do well.
That's right.
And they got to know that. Once they know that, I mean, they're looking. That's why Starbucks is designed like a family environment, because the corporation's figured out what the church has to figure out. They want to sit at your table. They want to spend life with you.
Absolutely.
They want to see how you go through struggles and how you handle difficulty. And you can do that. We're going to go to a break. But I want to ask you this question right now. Are you looking for, are you not a baby boomer? You're younger than a baby boomer. You're born after 1946 to 1964. And have you been looking for someone to speak in your life? Let us know. Write to us. You know, post it in the community, because there's so many baby boomers right now. You're seeing God's activating them, and they just needed to know that you needed them.
Yeah.
That's all they needed. Listen, they have wisdom. They have houses. You know, they have dinner tables. They have stuff in their refrigerator. I think when we met, you had like a McDonald's bag in your refrigerator.
Pizza, McDonald's and
but
pizza.
The most exciting thing was the Lazy Boy chair he found that had duct tape on it. It's a long ways. But now he has house. He has family.
Yes, I
do. He has a son that's had a birthday at 16.
That's right.
He has another son about to be 18.
Yes.
And a daughter who's now eight.
Eight.
But that was years
another
ago.
Daughter, yes.
They were just a twinkle in your eye. And they had the older daughter, Crystal Lynn. And it's just all these years later, but it's living life together.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it would be like without having John in my life, and I don't know how he thinks about me.
Oh, man, come on. It's inseparable, which is an amazing thing. And that's the joy that you have when you're able to speak into someone's life and share from your experiences, your failures, and your success. There's a bond that happens. There's an appreciation and a gratefulness that really endures for years.
It's the reward of life. Jesus came and walked and gave us the example. He walked with 12 and spent day in and day out with those 12. And that's when you get rewards. We got to go to break. But just comment below, write to us, you know, email us. We'd love to hear about what is your desire in your heart. Are you ready to begin to walk with the X and the Y and the Z generation as a baby boomer? And if you are not a baby boomer and you're younger, post it up. Let them see you going, I want somebody
That's
in my
right.
life.
That's right. Go after it.
And let us know. But right now we're fixing to go to a break. But what's next?
When we come back from this break, we're going to bring you a VFN KB success secret from the Benham brothers.
Awesome.
These are amazing brothers, former athletes who are really taking the world by storm by their entrepreneurship and their amazing things that they're doing. You don't want to miss it. Join us. We get right back.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We have a VFN KB success secret for you, but stay tuned too. We're going to have a chip party where people are celebrating putting chips in their hand to be tracked, and they're saying, do you have the chip?
Yeah, we're not having a party. They're having a party.
It's crazy days. But first, this is a VFN KB success secret. John.
Yes, VFN KB success secret, as you said, Benham Brothers. These are two brothers who, former athletes, they just believed God, stepped on out, and started a real estate company that went across the country and really around the world. And they share with us these amazing principles that they applied. Simple, yet it's changing everything that they're doing. And it will definitely encourage you. Watch this.
Well, I'm David, this is Jason. Don't let Jason's suit fool you. He doesn't really have it up here, but I do. You know, as kids, we were raised by a pastor. We weren't raised by a businessman. We weren't raised by a former professional athlete. But as former professional athletes and as businessmen, one thing we learned from our dad that was the most important lesson was to be biblical thinkers. As we've read through the Bible, we've developed four core principles that we apply across all family lines, across all business lines, across all relational lines. That is number one, to be faithful in the little things. Number two, to breathe life. Number three, to produce more in value than you receive. And number four, to be a fountain and not a drain. We see that those four core principles are as immutable and unchangeable as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, and as crooked as his teeth are.
Our very first business was a real estate company in Charlotte, North Carolina. We started selling foreclosed properties on behalf of banks.
We love real estate, but we didn't stop there. We took those same core principles that we learned from the scripture and we applied them in several different business verticals.
We didn't realize that we were serial entrepreneurs.
We wanted to serve in the marketplace.
Our first company grew to 100 locations across 35 states, and we decided to apply those four core principles in other businesses. So we expanded overseas, we expanded into business consulting, tax consulting, did a whole host of other things. And what we've realized is that those four core principles are the foundation and expands all across entrepreneurial lines.
For my brother and I to take credit for building successful businesses would be like a shovel taking credit for digging a hole. We were just the tools God chose to use to get the job done. And he's a real tool.
That's so powerful.
Isn't that powerful?
You know, for us to take credit, it's like a shovel taking credit for digging a hole, right? He said something
like that.
Oh my, we're just a tool.
Yes.
Created to do good work. So what are those four success principles?
Four success principles. Number one, be faithful in the little things. Man, that's so important. Even the scripture tells us that if you're faithful in a little, then God can reward you with the much. So many times people want to get ahead of themselves. They want everything. And God's saying, handle this. Do this well, and I'll entrust you with more. The second principle is breathe life. And that sounds simple, but yet it's so powerful. I speak to a lot of people, a lot of business owners, and just people in general, and sometimes people have the tendency to speak death over what they're doing. I mean, they come on, sometimes speak negative. They speak not hopeful. You want to be a person that speaks life, that speaks hope, even when you don't see it. And when you don't see it, it's when you have to actually declare it more. So be a person that only carries life, but you're breathing life into everything that you do. The third one is produce more in value than you receive. Man, that is so powerful. Because a lot of times people say, I'll do this if you do that. You want to be a person that says, listen, I'm going to go over the top. I'm going to give you more than what you were willing to pay. And I'm going to just show you what we can do for you. That's a strong, strong key component.
Principle. It's that principle set by God himself when Jesus said, if they ask you to go 1 mile,
you go two.
Go 2 miles. If your boss asks you to do three things, do four things.
That's right.
And you will stand out. I mean,
by far.
Employer is looking for somebody to promote in a greater place to handle greater responsibility. They're looking to promote you.
Yeah.
They want to promote you.
Absolutely.
You know? That's awesome.
And the fourth principle is to be a fountain and not a drain. I like to say be an asset, not a liability, right? Every company has employees that you have to determine what type of person are you going to be? Are you going to be the person at your job, at your organization that brings value, or are you going to be a person that's actually taking away value and robbing the company, the organization of their goals?
How do people feel when you show up?
Yeah.
Are they going like, hey, it's so great? They're going to go, she's here,
yeah,
or
great.
He's here. And you know, if you want to be successful, a VFNKB success secret are these four principles that the Benner Brothers have walked out again and again and again.
Absolutely. Wildly successful. They're doing great things and they're impacting all society with the kingdom of God. It's beautiful.
So this is a question we want to ask you. We want you to just share with us in the comment area, call us or whatever. We want to hear from you about success secrets, things that you
thought about, things that you practice. What do you think about the Benham brothers talking about, you know, for me taking credit for the success is sort of like the shovel taking credit for digging a hole. It's a humble reality that God is the one that empowers us to be successful. So we want to hear from you on that. We love hearing from you, part of our tribe out there. Listen, a chip party is being thrown at a business. You know, I'm talking about potato chips. I'm talking about computer chips being injected in people's hand. And they're wearing t-shirts that says, do you have a chip?
I mean,
think about
this.
Matter of fact, you're seeing it on the screen right here. Look at this right here. They're throwing a party. A company is throwing a party, John, about let's just celebrate going ahead and taking the chip. This is so important because first you got to see this. Watch this.
Every good party needs chips, right? But these just happen to be microchips. Wisconsin software company Three Square Market throwing a party to implant microchips in workers' hands. More than 40 people signed up. They say it only felt like a quick sting. Now those employees can open doors, log into computers, even buy snacks with a wave of a hand. You know, just easy as that. The company is the first in the U.S. to offer the microchip program.
It's amazing. Like, you think this will never happen. They're actually celebrating it happening. And Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX and Tesla and all, he said, listen, we're already cyborgs already. We have our devices. Why not just go ahead and implant it inside of you? But let me tell you what the book of Revelation, which talks prophetically about years ago before there was any computers or anything, that God talked about this day where we're moving in. He talks about it's about an economy. A beast economy, a satanic economy that has to do with tracking people, how they buy and how they sell. And these are tracker
chips.
Amazing.
Yes, they are.
What does Revelation chapter 13 say, John?
The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark.
Has to do with business.
Which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666, Revelation 13, 15 through 18.
So years and thousands of years ago, this is prophesied on the Isle of Patmos to a disciple of Jesus, John, and God told him about this day was going to come. And he said there's going to be a day that'll be just like this. So this chip party, look at this chip party again, where you're seeing them, you know, celebrate. Do you have the chip? They're actually talking about you have the chip. Welcome to the chip party. And what they're really saying, we're going all in.
Wow.
And the thing about it is that, you know, I don't know who's running the company today, but in the future, God's telling us prophetically, and prophecy is history in advance. God's telling us. So this is what the Word of God says. It requires wisdom. Now, Google and places like that, you can search for knowledge. That is not wisdom. That's knowledge. Hey, knowledge is great. But knowledge alone makes you think you got everything figured out.
Word of God talks about a prophetic dream as well, too?
Yes.
About the board and about this number?
Well, actually, I was in this particular, this is prophetic encounter with God and, you know, how that happens in your dreams, your sleeps. Mm-hmm. And so he's showing me, I'm in this business, and this particular business has all these little pods where everybody's working out of these different little office squares or whatever. And everybody's just entering in all this information on everyone. And this data, social security number, date of birth, where you live at, all the DNA stuff, about everything about
this
you.
This is a dream.
This is a dream. And all of a sudden, it just came to me in this huge place, complex. And everybody couldn't talk to each other, but everybody had their own little bulletin board there. And I realized, the Lord showed me, this is about this Revelation prophecy.
Wow.
This is the mark of the beast. So what I did is I got up on my whiteboard that everybody could see, and I wrote on the board what this really was. And I wrote, and the number of his name is 666. Mm. This is where we are. This is the thing. It requires wisdom. Don't panic. God told us this is going to happen, but you got to know who your Lord is. You got to know who your God is. Who is Jesus to you? You know, is he a teacher? Is he just a prophet? Or is he the Son of God? Are you abiding with him? This is what Jesus says in the Gospel of John in the 15th chapter. He just says, this is not going to work if you don't abide with me. But if you hang out with me, if you spend time with me, I'll lead you. I'll guide you. Revelation talks over and over again. Those who hear my spirit and follow my spirit, that's Jesus leading us, you'll be taken care of. But a lot of people want to abide, but they just don't know how to do it. Mm. So what we've done, and people all around the world are taking advantage of this, we have an online course for you. It's totally free. You can sign up for it right now. It's at iabide.org, iabide.org. You're seeing it right here. You go there, fill out that simple little request, and it'll come to you in your email right away, and you can begin to abide with the Lord. Listen, we're not talking about religion here. We're talking about you got to get in right relationship. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and follow none other, which means you follow Jesus. And he loves you. He wants to talk with you. He has great success in store for you. He'll walk you through, and we have a billion soul harvest coming of people coming That's to the right. Lord. But you want to be a part of gathering the harvest, not a part of being harvested and coming in. And you can do that by getting a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't know him, if you don't know the Lord, you know, we shared our stories how we met God through his son, Jesus Christ. Just to kind of let you know, you know, we're people just like you. We've got a journey just like you. We just kind of share some of our story. And it's at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You got to go there and kind of find out our stories and share your story with us. But if you make Jesus Christ your Lord of your life, it lets you find out how to get connected and get rightly related. And you can let us know you found Jesus. You made him the Lord of your life. It's so exciting about that. And I just think about this too. Coming up in our future program, there was a radical ISIS Islamic terrorist, and she hated anybody who wasn't Muslim, and she hated everything. She hated herself, and she wanted to see violence happen to people. But then she felt she met Jesus Christ. And she met him. When she met him, she fell in love with God and found out God was in love with her. And her whole life has totally changed. Listen, I don't care what you've done. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And you can go to meetmyfather.org and find out how we met him so you can make him the Lord of your life too. This is just, I'm just very encouraged. So let us know. Comment below. Write. Call us. You know, spend time. Just, you're part of our community. We want to walk this out. You're not. This is one thing she said. She was all alone after making Jesus the Lord of her life because her family rejected her. But if you're part of the tribe, the VFNKB tribe, I don't care where you are in the world. We have, you know, sisters and brothers in Africa, we in Australia,
everywhere.
United Kingdom, Israel, all over the world.
Everywhere,
you know, and just be a part. We're going to walk this out together. The Lord showed us that he's calling 60 million,
60 million
to be in our tribe. 60 million. Isn't that awesome? Imagine how we can encourage each other and be a part. I know we got to go to this. We're coming to an end of the program here. I want to be able to pray with you. But write to us. Let us know about your feelings towards us and how exciting this is. And don't go to no chip party unless it's potato chips.
No, that's right.
I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you for our tribe. We thank you for our community. And we just bless them right now, Father God. We pray for that young man and young woman who never explored Jesus. But Lord, you will begin to have them put a passion on their heart to explore you and to find you. And she went to read the scriptures where to find out how she can put you down, but she found out how you picked her up, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Put a hunger in their heart to read the word, God. Lord, we pray right now for those people taking the chip, Lord, that you give them wisdom not to do that, Father God. And Lord, we just decree and declare even now that abortion has ended in America.
Yes.
We decree and we declare that revival is coming to, is here in America. And we declare and decree, as you said, after the 10 months of turmoil, that we're going to have 3 years of peace. And we declare that peace over America. And we declare a third great awakening in Jesus' name. Amen. God
Amen.
Bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could, you're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing. at iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan. And it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding, and that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.